Welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast, the place for smart, simple strategies that will amplify your business results. Sharing practical tips, insider knowledge, and actionable advice, because marketing is something that every business owner can do. Now, let's get started. Introducing your host, Bianca McKenzie, mum, lover of snow sports, camping, horse riding, and in-demand launch strategist and Facebook advertising knowledge bank.
Hello, lovelies. Thank you so much for tuning in to the New School of Marketing podcast. Wow, holy smokes. We've had some cold, wet, and windy days here in Northwest Tasmania. I thought last year was wet, but I think this year might top it. Funnily enough, I don't actually mind it as much this year. I think I'm getting used to it. And we always used to joke that in our next house, we'll have a fireplace. And now we do. So we've had the fire going quite a bit over the past few weeks, and it's so cozy and toasty warm. It's really, I guess, the better part of winter. Anyway, a few weeks ago, I launched the No BS BS Club. And if you're not familiar with it, it is a marketing membership, but not as you know it. In the club, you get access to weekly business brainstorm calls with me, and all for less than lunch with friends. It is awesome. I'll pop the link in the show notes so you can find out for yourself what it is exactly. And right now, it is open to join as a founding member, but this ends at the end of August. So we've had a few calls with the club, and it has been so much fun. And of course, the ideas are never ending. In the club and also inside my ads courses, I regularly do reviews for members, and I review things such as websites, email funnels, advertising campaigns. And that is what I want to talk about today, about how you can audit your own Facebook advertising campaigns to see if they're performing well. So let's dive in. I'll take you to the Facebook audit and we'll do it in a few steps. Step one, and the first step is to go back to your goal. What did you set out to do with your ads? And if you don't have a goal, turn off your ads and start again. Because you always need to have an end goal in mind for any of your marketing campaigns and activities. So what do you want your ads to do? And it has to be one goal only. Any other outcomes from the ads are a bonus. So don't say, I want my ads to make sales, but I also want to get likes on my Instagram account. That doesn't work. So ask yourself, what is it that you want your ads to do? Are you running them to collect leads, to increase your engagement, to drive traffic or sales? Think about one goal only. And that is your first and your most important step. And remember this throughout your entire audit. Step two. So your next step is to think about how your prospective customer's journey from not knowing you or your business to becoming a paying customer. What is this journey? It is your customer's journey. Have you designed this, or is it something that sort of happens organically because you hadn't really thought about it? Or maybe it doesn't happen. So you need to know, how does someone go from finding you or getting to know about you, then getting to know you and then becoming a paying customer? So you need to know this customer journey. Step three. So next, you need to look at where your ad fits in that customer journey. So with the end goal in mind, have you deliberately designed a campaign that will take your prospective customer, take the next step? So for example, if you're trying to run an ad to sell one of your products, or maybe all of your products, and you're running your ads to a cold audience, but your prospects need to get to know you first, you'll probably get no sales. That's why it's important to know what your customer's journey is from start to finish, so that you can build your campaigns the right way. So know your customer journey. Step number four, once you're clear on your goal and on the journey someone takes inside your business, have a look at the campaign objective that you've chosen for your Facebook ads campaign. Does this actually align with your goal? And does it fit in with your customer's journey? And what I mean by this is, for example, if your goal is to make sales and you selected a traffic campaign instead of a conversion campaign, so you might still see some sales, but your campaign isn't optimized for sales. So you could be missing out on some sales there because we need to tell Facebook what to do and what to optimize for. And in addition to this, if your customer doesn't instantly purchase but needs a longer warm-up time, so to speak, you're probably spending money on something that isn't going to convert anytime soon. And this means that even if you are getting sales from your ads, you most likely won't see it on Facebook Ads Manager because the attribution window is only 7 days. And this means that only sales within a 7-day window will be attributed back to Facebook ads. So if someone needs more than 7 days to think about it and needs more nurturing and warming up and then purchases after 2 months, you won't be able to see that it actually came from your ads unless you have more advanced tracking measures in place. So when this happens, people often think that their ads aren't working, but they actually might be. And you just will never know because you don't have that advanced tracking. Plus, if you don't know your customer journey, you wouldn't know this piece either. So get familiar with all of that. Step number 5. Now get familiar what all your numbers mean and what story they tell you. It might look like a foreign language to you. And when you are not seeing what you want to see, for example, sales, you might be quick to dismiss Facebook ads and say that they don't work for you. But in reality, you don't know what the numbers are actually telling you. When you're running ad campaigns, you need to know what some of the other metrics mean to determine if things are working or where you need to make tweaks. So, for example, as an ads manager, I would look at the link click-through rate or link CTR for a conversion or a traffic campaign to see if the ads are actually resonating with the audience and they're clicking on the ads. And if the percentage is less than 1, I know that I need to work on the creative to get more people to click. There's also another thing that could be wrong, and I'll get to that. Another example is if I'm running a lead generation campaign, I will also calculate the conversion rate for the landing page because sometimes it is not the ad that isn't working. So I would look at the number of link clicks as well as the number of leads that signed up and calculate at what rate that page is converting. And if it's under 30%, I know that the landing page needs more work. And if I'm honest, I'm a high achiever. I want to see those pages convert at 40 to 50%, but it is not achievable for every industry. So get familiar with the numbers and know what they mean and what they're trying to tell you. It's actually really good marketing research to be running ads, as a lot of the time it will tell you where you need to make changes and improvements. Step number 6, then once you know what some of the numbers mean, you analyze them and look at what it all means for you. If you didn't select the appropriate campaign objective for your ads, you'll need to look at the numbers differently, and that's okay. So if we go back to the example of using a traffic campaign versus a conversion campaign, you can still find out if there were conversions by setting up a custom report. And to do this, you'll need to use the performance column and set up a custom report. And I'll add a link to the show notes with instructions on how to set up your own custom reports. Your campaign will have been optimized for traffic, so that's what Facebook will have focused on. But you still get data on other metrics. So look at your link click-through rate to see if your ads resonated with your audience and aim to have a 1% or higher click-through rate. And if it's lower than that, your ads creative and or your copy isn't hitting the spot with your audience. Or, and sometimes this is the case, it could be that your audience and your offer isn't in alignment. I look at the creative first because I would have done so much audience research and know that the offer and the audience are in alignment most of the time. Because you do that research up front. So most of the times it's creative, but it could also be your audience and your offer. If you receive a lot of clicks but no actions, you need to dive deeper. So first of all, you need to have enough clicks and people have visiting your website and a click-through rate of above 1% and 50 people clicking on your ad and visiting your website isn't enough data to determine what isn't working. You need at least 100 people on your website, but ideally more, to determine if something isn't working. So if you have let your ads run for at least 7 days, you have more than 100 actions and over 10,000 impressions, you can perform a mini audit. And look, there is no real benchmark for when you can run an ad an audit, but you do need at least some data before you can decide whether or not they flopped. 2 days and $10 in ad spend doesn't quite qualify. So don't be too quick to dismiss Facebook ads. You do need some proper data. Step number 7, put your detective cap on and really find out what the story is that your ads data is telling you. Here are some things that I look at and what they mean to me. The first is a low click-through rate. That either means that the creative isn't resonating or the offer and the audience are out of alignment. If you have a high click-through rate but no conversions, that to me means that something on the landing page or sales page is out of alignment. It's not quite right. Sometimes when you have a high click-through rate and you're running leads and you want people to convert on that landing page needs more work. So I look for a conversion rate of at least 30% or higher when I'm advertising for leads, and a conversion rate of at least 2% when I'm advertising for an e-commerce store. But, and I need to add this, but they need to have a conversion rate of 2% minimum organically already. Like I would not run ads if the store wasn't already converting organically, because Facebook ads can't solve a conversion problem. So you need to tackle that first. If you're running lead generation campaigns that are bringing in leads, but they're not buying, it is not an ads problem, but a conversion problem in your funnel. So don't blame the ads. I get really annoyed with this a lot of the time. It's not the ads, it's your funnel. So look carefully, really carefully, at the numbers that Facebook Ads Manager is giving you and don't jump to conclusions too quickly. Really dive into the numbers and learn about the story that it's telling you. And one more thing, if you selected an engagement or a reach campaign or anything other than conversion, that's what Facebook optimizes for. And it doesn't mean that you can't get conversions, but it does make it harder for Facebook to optimize if you don't tell it exactly what you wanted to do. If you are running ads and you would like some ongoing support with it, and this is where it gets really exciting, and a place to ask your questions, because honestly, I know that like I've just given you some really good tips, but it gets a bit tricky just listening to this, right? Like not really knowing what you're looking at. So if you want ongoing support with it and a place to ask questions, check out one of my programs, because every 2 weeks I open up my calendar for one-on-one calls. So you get to talk to me and together we look at your advertising campaigns and your strategy. And honestly, this would cost you a ton if you were paying me to do this with you for the whole year outside of my programs. And yeah. I will pop the links in the show notes, really, because I know how valuable it is to have someone look at it with you. I do it with my mentor and peer group all the time. Or if you'd rather brainstorm marketing ideas and business ideas every week, check out the No BSBS Club, and I'll pop that link in the show notes too, because that is a whole different offer. So much fun talking and brainstorming business every week. Well, that was it. A mini audit or how to audit your own Facebook ads. Thanks so much for joining me, and I hope it was helpful, and I can't wait to share more marketing tips with you next week. If you're ready to take your business to the next level with Facebook and Instagram advertising, make sure you visit newschoolofmarketing.com to download practical free resources, plus subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. Until next time, take care and market your business every day.